Mobilize, personalize, optimize, and monetize your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. From mobile marketing and messaging to mobile commerce and coupons, and from mobile apps and websites to mobile engagement and loyalty, our hosts bring on expert guests to give you the inside track on the trends, tools, and technologies that matter most. Mobile Presence, where making your brand or business mobile first is our first priority. Now, here are your hosts, Peggy Ann Saltz and Shahab Zaghari.
Welcome to Mobile Presence, as always, bringing you the experts to help you optimize and maximize your mobile strategy. I'm Shahab Zaghari, award-winning filmmaker and executive director of marketing at Higher Ground Creative Agency.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz from Mobile Groove, providing custom research and content marketing to the global mobile industry and offering mentoring and consulting to mobile startups.
Yeah, what do we have today?
Well, Shahab, you know, we've had several shows, really awesome shows, I have to say, because you've chosen a couple of our guests, focused on social media, which I think we all agree is absolutely essential to connect and drive meaningful engagement with your customers. In fact, it is just table stakes because we all know the user is empowered. They want what they want when they want it, and they want it on their terms. So we really don't have to go back and talk about the importance of social media and social media marketing. But I wanted to bring it forward and make the connection between social and app developers and companies, because they are also brands. They also have to bake social into all they do, and they also have to integrate social media marketing into app marketing.
No, definitely. And that's why, you know, we're hearing and seeing so much about push notifications. It's what you, Peggy, have said many times in our shows. It's the voice of the app, and it's what powers app engagement beyond, you know, just the initial download.
Absolutely. So, you know, you have to have that conversation. You have to know the tools that you can use. The good news is, as the app market matures, which it is doing, we are seeing more opportunities for more app developers, especially indie developers, smaller developers, to achieve more with their apps through app engagement. And that's why we're also seeing more cool ways of fostering engagement and boosting loyalty by making your app social in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. And with that, we welcome our guest, Norman Weiss, founder of TapGlue. Welcome, Norman.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Definitely. So can you start off by telling us a little bit about TapGlue?
Sure, absolutely. Well, TapGlue is essentially a platform that turns every app into a social network very easily. So what we're doing with TapGlue is we're creating a platform that basically provides you with the building blocks to bring social features and social aspects into your application. Essentially, this is stuff like user profiles, is stuff like following or friends features, so letting people engage with each other there, and building stuff like activity feeds and news feeds.
And is it something that's very, very easy to implement, or is it something that, you know, you would have to get together with the developer and figure out a way of making these two play well together?
Well, actually, making the integration as easy as possible is one of our absolute core missions. So what we do is we abstract the whole thing that you would usually build yourself and put it into our platform. We make that available through our very powerful and well-documented API. We provide you with mobile SDKs to integrate our platform into your app very easily. And we even go as far as providing you with UI kits that basically bring you the UI components that you need to build your social experience into your app. So integration is definitely something you could do within hours, and that's an absolute key focus for us.
So if we take a step back, are you able to help me create absolutely the that fits my app and my target audience, or is this more standardized? I guess is it standardized or customized?
You can definitely customize it as you like. So how you can see TapGlue is basically an enhancement of your own backend. So whatever you would want to do with your own backend, you could do through us. If you look at how social communities and social networks are built, you actually see a lot of patterns. So, you know, you always have to have a profile of a user, which what is his username, what are his certain preferences, what is his profile picture and stuff like that. So we can you know, build that once and provide it to every app out there. The second thing is you always want to connect those users with each other, and there are basically just two ways to do that. First is the follower model, second is the friends model. Follower model you know from Twitter, and the friends model is what Facebook does. We can also abstract that and then provide that to any app. And then last important thing, this network and this graph of users that you create, you would somehow want to make that experienceable and somehow visible. And the best way to do that, and that's actually how most social networks out there do it, are news feeds. So think of how you use Facebook, think of how you use Twitter or Instagram, so all the big guys, but also smaller niche players that are successful. The most important screen that you look at almost every day is the news feed, right? So that's probably 90% of usage of Facebook if you don't consider the whole messaging part. And since we've discovered that pattern, we thought, okay, if everybody, every network builds this over and over again, we said, okay, let's just build all the backend stuff that needs to be done. Let's build it once, provide it through an API that you would probably build yourself if you would do it yourself, and make that accessible to all the app developers out there to make their life easier and to let them create better products and let them focus on the user experience and on growing the community. So the short answer is yes, it's completely customizable. Mm-hmm. It can look whatever you want it to look like in your app, but say the technical aspect behind it is surprisingly similar if you look deeply into it. But still, it's very important for us to give you the level of customization that you need.
So if I were to translate this and try to bring together what you're telling me, I'm hearing that you are providing me with the capabilities, platform, open source, very open, very fluid, to create and implement a social community around my app.
That's
and
right.
Through my app.
That's right.
Okay.
And so how did you come up with the idea?
Well, first of all, I've been working in the mobile app industry for years now, and for various companies and for various products. And I do agree to your introduction that retention, engagement, and stickiness of products is just the biggest challenge right now. People have figured out user acquisition quite well, so people know how to acquire users efficiently, how to track that user acquisition, stuff like that. So there's a whole industry around that. But if you look at the retention side, I just see a huge gap in tools that people can leverage and can use to improve retention. That's the first observation, let's say, that I've had in the past years. And I think the second thing that has influenced me and my co-founder a lot is that we've actually been at a mobile company before that, which is the biggest soccer app in the world, who actually, when we joined, were in the process or actually starting the process to become a social network themselves. And for them, we just, we worked for them. I was heading user growth and my co-founder was heading data and insights. And we just learned so much about what it means to build a social network and how challenging it can be, both from a conceptual perspective, but also from a technical perspective. And, talking to so many app developers around us and hearing how they struggle with retention, and actually many, many people now that we talk to a lot of potential customers too, many, many people out there tell us that they've been considering to build social experiences for a longer time, but they never really tackle that because they just thought, okay, it's too challenging, we're not going to succeed.
And obviously TapGlue is making it easier than they think, but taking TapGlue out of it, just in general, how are app developers doing retention well? I mean, how would you rate them on it, and what are they doing to tackle those kinds of things outside of building a social network?
Right. So I think that totally depends on the app developers. So some do very good and some do rather poor, let's say. But I think common sense is that almost every app developer out there you talk to will say they're not satisfied with their retention rate. And I think this is because there are just very few options to do that. So I would see three major options people choose to solve retention today. So first is they use push notifications. You mentioned that. You can do that in a good way or in a rather poor way, but it's push notifications. A second is retargeting ads. So people try to target people who became inactive and, try to make them come back to their app. And the second thing, I think that's the most important thing, and I definitely see a lot of potential where people can improve, is just being, more data driven and more analytics driven and seeing what are usage patterns in your product that, differentiate good, very active users from churning users and stuff like that. So I think those are the three things.
Great. What we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we'll talk a little bit more about all of this. So listeners, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart, or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Oh yeah, my day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
InternetMarketingNinjas.com is the online dojo of the highly trained and skilled Internet Marketing Ninjas. Disavow documents, reconsideration requests, Panda and Penguin penalties. Let our superior SEO ninjas confront all of your link-related issues. The Internet Marketing Ninjas are equipped to master any marketing exercise, content creation, authorship, link building, PPC, and more. Plus, build more buzz for your brand with our social media marketing strategy. Discover all that the Internet Marketing Ninjas can do for you. Visit the online dojo now at InternetMarketingNinjas.com.
Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm is presented by Skywire, an award-winning global provider of enterprise-grade software applications for the hospitality industry. For more information, visit Skywire.com. Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm Shahab Zaghari from Higher Ground Creative Agency.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove.
And again, we have Norman Visa, founder of TapGlue, with us. And again, just to recap, in the last section, we looked at user retention and how, you know, it's very important to retain those download customers. But what I want to do is I want you to tell me, how well do you think these app developers are doing in 2015 with retention?
So I think that definitely depends. And there are better ones, and there are people who should focus more on them. But I think in general, people invest too little time or into this whole topic. Everybody invests a lot into user acquisition because, you know, that's where the budget is spent basically. But people are, at least that's how I see it, people are not, you know, looking into data enough and not trying to make sense of this data enough. So I definitely think that people are already shifting their focus towards retention. But as of right now, people are, looking into it not enough.
And you believe that, you know, they need to create a community in order, and that will lead to retention?
There's no one-fits-it-all solution, but we definitely think that creating a community around your product and actually making it become a social network is definitely an option that too few app developers look into yet, and we want to help with that.
Well, I'm on the same page here with you, Norman, but I'm going to have to turn it around to a bit of a devil's advocate question here, because it makes perfect sense to have a social community around your app because it just needs to be that way. But what would you say to a listener who says, okay, but why can't I do that on Facebook, Instagram, whatever is out there? I mean, what is the advantage to not only creating a community, but sort of maintaining it and keeping it via using TapGlue?
Mm-hmm. So that's definitely an interesting question, and people ask that a lot. So we completely see Facebook, Instagram, and all those other networks independently from what you do within your own product. Because what happens right now is when app developers talk about Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or whatever, they mostly talk about outbound sharing, which means I find an interesting piece of content, like a news article or some video or whatever, and I share that to my existing social networks. That's pretty much what people do today. And this is fine if you want to increase virality, if you want to increase downloads. But the truth is that this engagement with your app and that people, you know, like this piece of content might be much more valuable if you would just, you know, leave that interaction within your own app. So why don't I have, let's say, and let's assume we're talking about a video app. So why don't I have, you know, people in this video app that I can share this video with? Or why is there not a room for me to discuss this piece of content, this piece of news within this application with other people? So why do I have to go to Facebook? Essentially, what app developers do is they make the Facebook platform and all the others richer and share, you know, their interactions with those platforms because they hope to get traffic in return and they hope to get installs or users in return, which, you know, if you ask people, the success of that is rather limited. So, you know, we believe make your own app a community and encourage your users to be active, you know, within this community and not in other communities.
So there is the possibility in this vision, if I'm reading this correctly, one, you're keeping the community in the app, so they're engaged in the app around the content of the app. Two, an app developer is probably getting some fairly valuable customer insight here, some data that they can use to retarget and just generally deepen engagement with app users. But there's something that Facebook and others do that I'm not hearing here, and that is, you know, offer more of an advertising platform. Is that within the vision of TapGlue?
Well, first of all, we want to enable people to build better products and to make the products more sticky and increase retention and engagement. So that's our mission and that's our vision. We do understand that, you know, creating something like a social news feed or a social activity feed might be a very interesting opportunity to serve ads, but we until now leave that totally up to the developer. So I would recommend to people, look, if you build, you know, a social news feed where I consume the people I'm following, you know, why don't you consider to place ads in there? Because, you know, that's a valuable real estate for you if you, for example, monetize through advertising. But as of right now, and we don't plan to do that in the near future, we don't tap into that space. But we would definitely recommend this to developers.
And so, you know, the key here is to create a community around your app. If they were, let's say, to go through TapGlue, how fast can that integrate and what will the result look like?
Let's say the standard integration, you know, if you know what you want to do and if you, like, let's say you have your concept in mind and you have your design in place, you know, that can be really within just a few hours. So it's literally, let's say, you take our SDK, you integrate the authentication of the user. Yeah, I don't want to get too technical, but you integrate the authentication, you tag, you know, the events or the interactions of your users that should appear in this, let's say, newsfeed. And then in the end, you will get the final newsfeed from us served right into your app, and you just have to display it. So that's pretty much like the three major steps that I would mention here. And we've seen such an integration within just a few hours. So that can be done very, very fast if you have everything in place and if you know what you want to do. Of course, if you, you know, have internal feedback sessions and stuff like that, it can take longer. But from our, like, the pure integration can be done within hours.
Great. And, you know, as far as metrics or maybe case studies, I mean, how have your customers been using this? And can you report back some successes of you know, putting this into place?
Yes. People interested in that should follow our blog closely. We're going to release quite some interesting case studies in this regard in the near future. But we've seen, for example, like one sports app increased retention by, more than 30% after 30 days of, you know, compared to users who interact with that social community versus users who didn't. So those are very, very interesting metrics that we see already in terms of retention. And the most important metric that you would probably want to look into when you look at engagement is probably something like screen impressions or, you know, screens visited. Actually, 80 to 100% for one of our apps who integrated TapGlue. And that's, if you monetize through advertising, you will know, you know, that doubling your screen impressions means doubling your ad impressions, and that's pure money.
Well, that's a great way to get to the question of money, Norman, one of my favorite questions. So, you know, you're open source, you're free, as I'm reading here on your website. What is then the pricing and how do you make your money?
So, well, maybe to clarify that, so our SDKs are all open source, so they're totally open. Our platform itself is not open source, so that's a managed service. So maybe just to clarify that. And actually, you know, the magic for us happens on our platform, and that's where we also earn money. So our monetization is basically pretty straightforward. We have a free tier. If you're a small developer who just gets started, we do have a free tier. But, you know, the bigger you get, the more users you have, the more we would charge. So it's basically, you know, a classical software as a service model where we charge on the volume that you create on our phone.
And I wanted to understand also, you know, just where you're available and how, because, of course, you're based in Berlin, and we met at an event in Berlin recently, an app event there. But, of course, app market is a global market. So is everyone welcome?
Absolutely, of course. We're from day one, you know, we're an international company. We worked all in international companies before. So, as I mentioned, so we've worked for One Football, which is a big football or soccer community. We have people from SoundCloud. We were at Delivery Hero before. So, you know, we know what it means to build an international company. So, of course, everybody's welcome. And we are going to build up a presence in the US pretty soon, too. So you can also visit us there pretty soon. But besides that, of course, we're internationally available. Even if your user base is international, that's not a problem for us. You know, we always make sure that the data center we choose is closest to your user. So, yes, everybody's welcome worldwide.
Okay, great. Well, we are going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to get Norman to give us some top tips for app developers. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Internet Marketing Inc. designs fully integrated digital programs that improve brand experiences and grow businesses through valuable data insights and strategy across all types of media. Paid, owned, and earned. Their digital experts nimbly adapt strategy by providing you a comprehensive view of your brand's online audience and program performance. If you are looking for a data-driven approach to online marketing and advertising, call Internet Marketing Inc. today at 866-563-0620 or visit internetmarketinginc.com.
Whether you are an online business or domain name investor, you need access to the best names. With over 270 million domains already registered, finding the right names at the best price requires a great wingman. Namejet.com puts you in the pilot seat by giving you fast and unparalleled access to some of the best premium and expired domain names on earth. As the number one domain name auction platform, Namejet.com is the best place to find domains for your business or investment. So light the afterburners to the domain name aftermarket and fly over to Namejet.com at Mach speed to get great domains today. Namejet.com.
Great websites today need expert web design and development and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offer the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolute, Carlsberg, and Nestlé trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on webmasterradio.fm.
And we're back. Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm Shahab Zaghari.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove.
And again, Norman Visa, founder of TapGlue, is with us. And thank you again for coming on the show.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
So we love to wrap up, Norman, with what our listeners love the most, and that is actionable insights, you know, practical advice, the three things you need to do, the three things you need to avoid. And what I'm hearing here is a lot about, you know, how to build a more engaged community, how to build a more sticky app. So on that note, Why don't you take off and tell us your tips about that?
Well, so I think my number one, I mentioned that before, would definitely be more data-driven and be more data-informed. Look more into data about your users. Secondly, of course, I have to say it, make your app social. At least consider it and look into it. And I think third is when you want to do that, follow the leaders. So don't reinvent the wheel. Pretty much probably everything you want to build has been somewhere built before. So look how other successful companies have done it and learn from them.
And, you know, who are these leaders? Give us an example of one such person that we can look to and learn from.
I don't know if I can give a specific person, but I mean, obviously, if you want to build a very successful social network, you have to look at what Facebook has done. If you want to, for example, and that's what we try to help people with, want to build a social news feed that is successful and that drives personalization, retention, engagement, and all those things, you also have to look at Facebook. So, you know, they put great content out there, you know, how they do this and why they do things. And I think that's great. And something I think that is amazing. Me and some company that does tremendously well is Medium. So Medium.com, the blogging platform. I think there, you know, they've really created an awesome community around content and, you know, make sure you always get the content that you're interested in. And those are companies I'm referring to. But there are many others who have done a great job.
And so next time, I'll just give you a little bit of money and say, yes, I know, Shahab Zaghari. You need to follow him everywhere he goes. Just kidding.
Let's do that, yes.
Email me how much I need to send you.
I will send you an email, yes.
I think that's going to be like the other business model here, Norman. Just kidding, just kidding.
Yeah.
Just a quick note on that content feed. I mean, you know, you said you like to try and tell app developers what they need to do to make that a very interesting feed, to make certain app. I'm just curious, so doing some consulting then, or is this purely platform offer?
Well, that's actually a good question. And of course, we kind of get into that. So, you know, if we onboard an enterprise customer or a big customer, you know, more in detail and like give our opinion on things. But in the end, we want to be the platform that they build on top of. And so not a consultancy. But yes, I think in the way we build our product and in the way we provide our resources, we kind of have an education approach too. So we also want to teach people how to build those things efficiently. But we're not per se a consultancy.
And so if any of our listeners wanted to get a hold of you, get more information on TapGlue, how can they do that?
First and foremost, check out tapglue.com. There you can learn about our product and what we do. And if you want to find me on Twitter and follow what I have to say, then I'm Norman Wiese on Twitter. So, of course, feel free to get in touch and ask us about our platform.
Yeah, and definitely, again, just for the listeners out there, it's Norman Wiese, that's Wiese. From TapGlue, that's TapGlue. Our listeners get a hold of you.
You can follow me on Twitter at Peggy Ann, A-N-N-E, or you can send an email to me or see my website, Mobile Grooves, that's peggy@mobilegroove.com, or follow companion posts on our website over at Webmaster Radio, Shahab, or my own columns over at Forbes.
All right. You can get a hold of me on Twitter at Shahab Zaghari, that's Zaghari, portfolio at higherground creative.agency. Thanks again for joining us for Mobile Presence. Remember, new episodes of Mobile Presence air Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can check out earlier episodes of our show by going to webmasterradio.fm, or you can find our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Zune, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. And finally, you can stay connected by downloading the Webmaster Radio mobile app from the iTunes App Store or Google Play. Thanks again for listening to Mobile Presence, your inside track on everything you need to reach and engage your target audience with mobile. And remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. We'll see you next week.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.